If you draw a triangle from Bristol to Malvern to Swansea, and you call it Severnside, there's more cybersecurity personnel working in that triangle than anywhere else in Europe. We don't have a catapult in Wales. There's an easy win. But if we just tried to do it by ourselves, we wouldn't get it.
Why don't we have a catapult? What is a catapult?
Oh, sorry. A catapult is a initiative out of Innovation UK, Reed Biz, which is effectively it's a centre of excellence for a certain discipline. Scotland's got, I think, three. There's loads of them scattered around the UK. Most of them are in and around the home counties now. And the complaint we get is that there's nothing world-class going on in Wales. I find that deeply offensive. I mean, pick up your mobile phone. If you've got a feature phone, I expect most of us have of some description, 50% of the semiconductor material that comes into that phone is based on a Welsh company. 50% of the world's mobile Welsh phone owned. Material is a Welsh-owned company called IQE. You know, they're building some of the most advanced material in the world for semiconductors. You know, why haven't we got a compound semiconductor? You've got Pure Wafer, you've got International Rectifier, you've got IQE punching above their weight in compound semis. There's no one else in Europe who's doing compound semis. The other four semiconductor plants in Holland, France, Belgium and Germany are all in silicon, which is like yesterday's technology.
So why don't you think we have a catapult around that area?
To be frank, we need the political establishment to get aggressive with Westminster. And I think we had a wonderful moment in the Scottish referendum in the lead up to it. If we'd have gone in there and made some demands at a political level and said either we get these or we're going to create hell, they'd have got them.
Well, what are you looking for, investment?
Whatever it is, investment, a catapult, you know, but if you sit in the bay waiting for something to happen, it wasn't until we hosted NATO that I realised how irrelevant Wales was in Westminster. It's an afterthought.
Or indeed how irrelevant the UK is in Europe.
Yeah.
Would you say that Wales is irrelevant in the Treasury and the central apparatus?
I think that I don't think it's irrelevant because I believe that when people in the centre are looking at particular, I know about macroeconomic policy, so that's what I'm thinking about. And it is set for the nation as a whole. But a lot of the people setting policy are London-based. London really is the powerhouse of the economy. It's not clear to me that you can necessarily make very good regional decisions from the centre.
Yeah, clearly.
But I don't think they're deliberately ignoring or undervaluing Wales. And in response to what Simon's just said, I wonder whether it's not so much that you need... hesitate to say better in present company, more ambitious and aggressive politicians, but a better PR agency,
yeah.
Quite simply, yeah. And more confidence.
Well, I've been in Westminster when I've heard out of the mouth of UKTI, we don't do Wales, you know. And by the way, they were supposed to bring someone from UKTI down to Treforest, and I think that was about 18 months ago. I think the seat is still empty. That speaks volumes about our relationship between the Bay and Westminster.
Can you just repeat that? UKTI, which is meant to be bringing investment into the whole UK, said we don't do Wales.
Yeah.
Henry, let's have an opportunity to take notice to finish on. Your presence in Wales has been through the early years of devolution and the birth of devolution. Given the challenge the report has set out about the rate of growth we need to achieve, do you think it is achievable with the apparatus, the culture, the leaders that we have? And remember to be optimistic.
Yes. It is achievable. But it's not obvious, and it's not going to be easy.
What needs to change?
Wow. Are we starting from scratch then? I think infrastructure is a big thing. I think you've got to get more companies in here. You've got to take care of your homegrown winners. in a sense, build it a culture too, where people hang on a bit longer. I think companies here have a tendency to kind of grow to a certain point and then, you know, sell out, and rather than realizing the big wins that are not obvious, not always going to happen, but have potential. Infrastructure would help, though. I mean, you know, we came here a little more than 22 years ago, and they were talking about making a fast road to the airport.
But do you think it's doable?
I think you could make a fast road to the airport. Probably in less than 23 years, yeah.
Which at the time cost $60 million to do, so imagine
what
it cost
today. Thank you, Richard. I'm afraid the clock has beaten us, but my great thanks to the panel. All very busy people, really appreciate your time.